The Clean Collective, empowering community through sustainability. No action is too small.
The following audio is recorded on Cammeraygal country. G'day and welcome to The Ripple Effect. Thank you for hitting play straight off the bat, because what you just did was a fairly risky thing to do in this day and age, hit play on something brand new. I know how much there is to choose from on the internet. It's like over 100 things, over a trillion things. And you chose this one. So I hope that it's good for you. I'm pretty sure it's going to be. And I'll tell you why. It's because I've had the benefit of having these conversations firsthand. And the amount that I've learned in the process has been extraordinary and had a massively positive impact on my life. So hopefully by listening to them, it might have a positive impact on your life too. I should start by introducing myself. My name's Roland Davies, and I'm hosting this show on behalf of The Clean Collective. If you don't know who The Clean Collective is, pop open a browser, type in www.thecleancollective.com, and have a quick scan of their catalogue, and you will quickly come to the realisation that, this is how every business is going to look in the future. The Clean Collective has a catalogue curated according to Australia's strictest chemical-free, toxin-free, waste-less living standards. And that's a rare thing in this age of greenwashing, to have products that you know have been researched and tested properly and proven to be beneficial for planetary and bodily health. And it's an understanding of that relationship right there, planetary and bodily health, that sparked my immediate interest in The Clean Collective. Because what they know and what this show is all about is the relationship that those two things are very interlinked. And in fact, there's a third thing there as well, which I suppose falls under the umbrella of bodily, but it's mental. And if you think about these three things, mental health, physical health, and planetary health, those three things share a really interesting relationship in that if one of them suffers, chances are the other two are going to suffer. And that sounds scary, but I think that's probably something we've all experienced, right? Like when you have a really bad week at work, you might drink a few more coffees than you ordinarily do. You might eat a bit of extra junk food or just food that you might grab on the go that you wouldn't ordinarily eat. And it's hard to even identify. I mean, it's a chicken and an egg situation, but there's a third element in there. So it's a chicken and two eggs or... No, I'm not going to try and... That was a bad analogy, but you know what I'm saying. It's hard to identify exactly where that cycle of harm begins, because by making choices like that, we're producing excess waste, we're damaging our mental health, and we're compromising our physical health. And so it's a scary thing to fathom, because the result of that is unhappy and unhealthy people living in a suffering planet. And that sounds really scary, and unfortunately is the reality for a lot of people on this planet. But in acknowledging this triangular relationship, I prefer to focus on the opportunity that that means. For me, it's a really good thing, rather than thinking, oh no, we're all doomed because planetary, mental, and bodily health are also related. No, that's where the opportunity lies. It's the fact that you only need to change one thing in one of those areas of your life, and there'll be a ripple effect. It'll grow, it'll keep going, it'll push outwards, and suddenly you'll see an improvement in all three of those things. Which is exciting, isn't it? Doesn't that make the task of rectifying a lot of the problems around the planet a lot easier when you just consolidate it down to simple behavioural change, whether it starts with something that will improve the planet's health, your body's health, or your mind's health? Just choosing one of those things will invariably affect the others in a positive way. So that's pretty much why we've named this podcast The Ripple Effect, is because that's a mutual consensus between myself and everyone at The Clean Collective, is realizing there's a really, really obvious path forwards here, which is just having faith in the infinite effect of everyday behavior. Charlie Thompson is the CEO of The Clean Collective, and Charlie tells me my absolute favorite example, which I've regurgitated to a lot of people, explaining what the ripple effect is in the most simple terms. So think about this. You've hit play on a climate change podcast, so chances are you use a reusable already. The example is this. Let's say it's a nice sunny day and you've just had a coffee at your local cafe, and you might be wandering home, maybe you're barefoot because we live in Australia and it's the best country in the world because we get to be barefoot so often. You're wandering home, there's sun on your face, the wind in your hair, the grass underfoot, and you're holding an empty keep cup from a coffee that you've just consumed, and you're not really thinking much about it. And that doesn't seem like anything, right? You might be completely lost in a totally unrelated thought. You might be existing in an entirely different dimension right now, wandering the footpath. When someone drives past you and sees your empty keep cup, that person might get triggered and think, oh, bugger, I just forgot my keep cup. I'll nip back and get it, or I'll sit down and I'll have a coffee next time. Or they'll just think. That's it. They'll just think. But what just happened there? Because there wasn't an overt exchange. There wasn't a direct exchange of energy then. It was just the fact that you had your keep cup in your hand and you affected someone else's life. But you didn't do anything. That wasn't a conscious decision of yours. And so that's my favorite example. And I lit up when Charlie told me for the first time. And like I said, I've been telling it all over town because it sums up the ripple effect so perfectly that we have no idea how infinite the repercussions of our behavior can be. You don't get to choose the extent to which you impact the world because it's infinite, but you can entirely choose whether it's negative or whether it's positive. Because imagine if in that scenario, that person driving the car who suddenly was triggered and thought about their own consumption of coffee, how much disposable packaging they might use, maybe the next week they don't use disposable packaging at all. Maybe that Sunday night after they've seen you with your keep cup and you were totally oblivious to them observing and being triggered by you, maybe they've gone home and thought, all right, Phil or Diane or whoever's referring to themselves in the third person here, next week, no disposables. Let's see if we can do it. And maybe that person spends the whole of the next week and doesn't use any disposables and then suddenly never goes back to them. And suddenly they're using a keep cup full time and they're feeling great about that. And then suddenly they start noticing things about their house and about their office that they realize, oh, that's producing a lot of waste, or oh, that's consuming an excessive amount of whatever. And they start cutting that down too. And then maybe they start thinking about their food a whole month after they've seen you. And they're out at a restaurant looking at a menu and they see a steak and they think, ordinarily I'd love a steak, but something in them that night just goes, oh, I don't know about eating this much cow. I eat a lot of cow. Maybe I should eat a bit less cow. And they might have a salad that night. You see what I'm getting at here is that you didn't do anything in that scenario except walk home enjoying the grass under your feet and the coffee in your belly, feeling thankful for being in Australia, the lucky country, the best place in the entire world. You didn't do any direct action, but you might have positively influenced that person into a total transformation of their entire lifestyle. Hopefully this is getting through to you, because obviously I'm getting worked up about it as I always do, because it never fails to excite me how much we can influence one another without realizing we're doing so. So that's what this podcast is all about. It's all about positive agency in the everyday and proving that there's no such thing as a positive action that's not worth doing. The fact is that we all breathe the same air. It's easy to point out one another's flaws. It's easy to shoot down one another's successes. But the fact is we are all on team human here. We're all striving towards a cleaner future because it's a future that we all have to live in together. And so it's by combining our intellect and sharing stories and experiences that we're going to achieve proper collective success at turning the world into a more sustainable place. And I use that word sustainable as a horribly overused word in this day and age, but I'll tell you how I refer to it is able to be continued forever, indefinitely, whether it's your body and what you fill it with, or your brain for that matter, or the planet. It all counts. That's the point. It all counts. So I really hope you get something out of listening to these discussions, because for me, I feel so privileged that I got to be the one to go around and collect these ideas firsthand and have these conversations and look people in the eye and understand exactly what different people's motivation is, what different people's understanding of the world around us is, and how we're going to combine it all towards a cleaner future. Our conversations are going to center around climate change predominantly, but also they're not going to shy away from the fact that our physical and our mental health has a lot to do with the planet's health. We'll also be talking a bit about the challenges facing Indigenous culture in Australia in 2019 and this super duper awkward thing, which is that the Aboriginal people of this country were the best environmentalists the world has ever seen. It is ancient, sacred, indigenous knowledge that could really save us right now. But European culture hasn't exactly done a whole lot over the last 300 years to motivate traditional cultures to share that wisdom with us. So there's a few conversations in this podcast where we're really trying to bridge that cultural divide between colonial and indigenous Australia and unite basically into one team. Because although we throw these labels around, whether you're indigenous or not, you're still on team human. And so it's important that we start to collate our information and share in our thinking about how to make this world a better place to live. The first episode is with Charlie Thompson, Georgia Lawson, and Charlie Ferrand, the brains trust behind the Clean Collective, followed by my conversation with Jimmy Halfcutt, who is raising money for rainforest conservation. Did you know that it only costs $2.50 to protect a whole acre of rainforest? That's half a chai latte. Isn't that crazy? Anyway, just two of many amazing chats that I've had during this podcast. So rip into it, enjoy it, ask questions, leave comments. We want to make this interactive because it's a shared experience. Even though I'm the one talking and you're the one listening, we're breathing the same air right now. And that's the whole point. So I'll see you in there.